with the author of The Hungry Ocean, Linda Greenlaw, who is well known to everybody. And Ms. Greenlaw, Captain Greenlaw, thank you for coming today. A very emotional ceremony.
Yeah, you know, it's an important day, and it's tough, and I just wanted to, you know, get it right. And I'm not the one that's going to get up and say prayers or be all gloom and doom, so I tried to keep it upbeat. Because there are a number of my friends here who are fishermen, and you know what? They're still going.
You know, I was trying to think of what to ask you when I come over here. It's like, okay, what draws a person to the sea? And you said that on the video, on your talk. But you're still doing, you still have that fire in the belly. And the thing that surprises me, forgive me for saying this, but you're not a big person.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Okay, well,
you know. Usually people after hello, I get, wow, we thought you'd be a lot bigger. So, no, I mean, I learned how to put, I guess what you might call woman's moves on what people consider to be men's work. There's nothing I can't do aboard a boat. I've done it all, but I've had to find my own way to do things.
You know, you look at these names over here, and you look at some of the years when an entire fleet was lost in a hurricane, and then you go back to 1991, the 25th anniversary of the perfect storm coming up, and the water breaking over the breakwater for 3 days at low tide. How has technology changed and helped you in your endeavor?
Well, you know what? 1991, we had some really high-tech weather equipment aboard the Hannah Bowden, and it was aboard the Andrea Gale. The problem is that the best indicator of the weather you're going to have is the guy west of you, no matter what. I mean, I had a satellite receiver, eye in the sky. I could follow low pressure systems, you know, from down the Caribbean all the way up and, you know, just watch them. You could, print out a weather chart from NOAA. You could listen to the single sideband radio, but still your best indicator is the guy west of you. Andrea Gale was the farthest boat to the west. They didn't have that warning. The rest of us did.
Right. Oh, my. It's unbelievable. You're still doing it. You're still going at it. Where are you fishing out of now?
I'm fishing out of Surrey, Maine,
okay.
Which is home. I'm hauling some lobster traps. I fish for halibut in May and June. That's my legal halibut season. And, I've got a lot of stuff going on. So fishing is not, you know, it's not a full-time career for me right now, but it's still sort of full-time what I feel I am in my heart. If I introduce myself to someone that doesn't know who I am, I always introduce myself as a commercial fisherman. I never even hesitate.
That's awesome.
It's just what I am.
What was your degree in?
English.
Okay, that explains it, I guess. All right, and what's the name of your fishing vessel?
Ernest.
Now, how'd you get that?
Well, I had about 30 seconds to come up with the name of the boat. I was on the phone with documentation people, and I was trying to get all my licenses transferred over, and I went, and I don't know how I came up with Ernest. And then I immediately hated it, but I've grown to love it.
Oh,
it's the adjective, and people always ask, who's Ernest? I said, no, it's the adjective.
Crew?
Yeah, I take one guy with me. Well, this time of year I'm taking two because the fishing's really good.
How many traps you fish?
800, the max.
800? Every day? I mean, when you go out full haul?
No, I can haul 300 in a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love this, and I'm loving the smile. Coming back to Gloucester, it is kind of special for you, I presume?
I love Gloucester. I do. I truly love this town, and I was explaining to someone earlier, when I was fishing out of Gloucester, I'd land, people from the community that I did not know would come down. How was your trip? Hey, I heard you had a good trip. Do you need anything? Do you need a car? Would you like to come to our house for dinner? Other ports, I've fished out of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't find someone to catch your lines.
That's quite a story.
Special place, and has a really special place in my heart.
Let me just finish up. Thank you for taking the time. Good weather or bad, does it always feel good to get back in a port?
Always feels good. Always feels good to come home.
Another book sometime?
Yeah, I'm working on one now.
When do we get to see it?
Next year.
Okay. Thank you. Linda Greenlaw. Appreciate it.